Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
Tom Lydon is back here with us again. He joins us each week at this time to give us his ETF of the week. It can be something he is buying. It could be something he's maybe moving away from. It could be something that's new and interesting. But it's always fun to get a chance to chat with Tom. And that's because Tom, well, he is one of the leading lights in the ETF space for good reason. ETFtrends.com, his website, it is as good as anything you're ever going to find in the industry about covering what's happening in ETFs. New developments, changes, new types of funds, whatever's going on, it's there. And then, of course, you add to it Tom's picks and more. Again, it's ETFtrends.com. They're on Twitter, at ETFtrends, and Tom is on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. But right now, he's on Money Life. Tom, great to have you back.
Good to be back, Chuck. Thanks.
Your ETF of the week is...
the ETF MG Video Game Technology ETF, ticker symbol GAMR.
Gamer. It is the Gamer Fund, GAMR, ETF MG Video Game Technology ETF. And... well, Tom, it raises a question.
Shall we play a game?
Yeah, shall we play a game? I mean, this is, you talk about niche ETFs. This is pretty niche. But at the same time, it's the holiday season, and what does every child want under the tree? Probably a video game. So is this a seasonal play, or is this something bigger than that? Or is this one of those ones that it's so niche you don't even like it much?
Well, I like it, Chuck, and I know you personally added to the $6.6 billion in sales that went on Cyber Monday. A lot of people are buying technology. And
Tom, it's important here just to say that while you think you know that, this would be one of those examples where my audience knows better. Don't lie to them. You can't tell them I went shopping on Cyber Monday, because I didn't. Everyone else did, though, right? That's the point.
That's the point, and that's true. And I did, for sure. And, you know, I've got teenagers, and I have to work hard to find out, you know, what they're looking for. And some of the things that are on this list and some of the companies within Gamer, I helped their earnings a little bit. I did my fair share on Cyber Monday, for sure. The question is this going to continue to go? Is it going to continue to grow to the upside? Is the gaming industry going to peter out? Is it going to stay the same? Is it going to continue to grow? I'll tell you, living with teenagers, I know how much time they spend on it. I try to get them to go in the car with me just so we can have a conversation. But it's an area of the world that's not just here in the U.S., but around the world growing. You've got some huge companies that are continuing to have great earnings. Yes, some of these stocks you might look at and say, boy, they're kind of pricey at these levels. On the other hand, with a good economy, not just here domestically, but worldwide, you've got, even in emerging markets, more and more citizens are entering the middle class, have that additional income that they can put into, you know, discretionary items like gaming. So we continue to see great numbers there. And if it's something that you believe in, obviously you're not going to sell the S&P 500 and buy this ETF, but it's a trend that's in place for sure. You can identify it. There's a lot that went into creating the index and the underlying companies that really support the gaming industry. So I found it really interesting in tracking this ETF and feel like, boy, it's probably a great indicator as far as the general markets and confidence in the markets today. And if you were to start to see it slip, it goes below its 200-day average, A, not only sell it, but B, that might be another indicator that things might be softening up.
Well, I also have to say, I find it interesting. You know, you said that you're not going to sell your S&P 500 to buy this fund. You're not. But you use the word discretionary, you could say, I'd rather have this than a more broadly diversified consumer discretionary fund, couldn't you?
Well, you could. And, you know, it's funny. We look at, we're inundated with Bitcoin every day. And, you know, it's crazy how many calls I get. I'm sure you get a lot of calls yourself. And everyone's thinking about it, but not that many people are investing in it. Is it something I'd recommend? Probably not, unless you know a lot about it. On the other hand, a lot of us can relate to the gaming industry. Is gaming and technology-related companies more of a realistic marketplace that you can actually identify growth in, you can identify real earnings in, you can identify trends in? I think so. So if you have a hand in your portfolio and it's not just static and you're just buying and holding what you have for an extended period of time, if you're looking for sectors or even thinly sliced sectors that might be doing well in periods of time like this, this is something to consider for sure. It doesn't take a lot to lift up the hood and find the companies, research the companies that make up this index as well. And when you look at the history of gaming, I mean, year over year over year, growth continues to accelerate. And the thing that is crazy to me is when we grew up in a period of time when it was all about baseball and football, they now have major events in stadiums where kids are competing in games and they've got tens of thousands of attendees watching what's going on. I mean, it's the sport of this century, let's say.
Well, which raises another interesting question, and one I have never asked you in the history, and it's been more than 5 years of ETF of the Week, which is, if somebody's actually looking to educate their children towards ETFs, you've got the kids who are into the games. Do you maybe go off and buy? I mean, it's trading at a little bit under $50 a share, but it's an ETF with critical mass. It has more than $50 million, which is always a point where we say, hey, that makes it a serious ETF. Would you use this as a way to maybe say, hey, by the way, I didn't just buy you a video game. I bought you your first shares, and maybe get that as a liftoff point for something bigger?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea, Chuck. In fact, even to get them more attached, one thing I did with my kids is right after the financial crisis, we had their savings accounts, you know, the birthday money and holiday money in, you know, small savings accounts at Washington Mutual. I didn't feel that great about Washington Mutual at the time, so I stomped into the bank with my kids. They all took the money out. We opened up accounts at Charles Schwab, and I had each one of them pick three stocks. And I look at them today, and they picked, you know, Apple and Google and Yahoo, and at the bottom of the financial crisis. And, you know, we manage money. They're the best performing portfolios that we see, just because they picked what they were interested in at the time. So it's a great lesson for that next generation. If you want to get them engaged, get them into something that they may have a hand in, and many of them can relate to games for sure. What a great idea.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking as well. So worth buying because it's above the 200-day moving average, but maybe worth buying as well for that gamer in your life where you can say, okay, when we get you away from the video game, we want to get you into the stock market. It's the ETF MG, Video Game Tech ETF. Gamer, G-A-M-R. And yes, it is the ETF of the week.
Shall we play a game?
And if you want to play that game and you want to learn more about this ETF or any other, go to ETFtrends.com. That is Tom Lydon's website. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
You can get more information at ETFtrends.com, on Twitter at ETFtrends, and on Twitter at Tom Lydon. Well, this was a great way for us to start the Thursday edition of Money Life, but we just got started, and we've got lots more to go. So settle back and relax. We're living the money life, and we'll be back to it in just a moment. Stay tuned.